Right now, we're going to be joined on the phone by Christina Jasper, who's a loan officer for Corporate Investors Mortgage Group, who has launched an initiative called Real Estate Cares. And we're going to talk about that to begin the hour. Christina, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me. I really appreciate it.
This conversation made possible by Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. So tell us about Real Estate Cares. What is it and what does it entail?
So Real Estate Cares is an initiative that we're launching that is really hopefully going to bring together the real estate community to make a huge impact in the community that we serve. Our goal, it's a big hairy goal of $100,000. To hopefully help 1,000 people in need get food.
Awesome. So how does it work?
So how it works is we have a website that's up. It's at www.realestatecaresnc.com. And our partners, who are all part of, you know, the real estate community, can give $1,000. And for that $1,000 sponsorship, we're going to be purchasing 10 $100 gift cards from local family-owned restaurants. Mm. And then we're going to be giving those gift cards to families in need. And so I really feel like, you know, the impact's going to be twofold. First, to the local restaurants that are really struggling right now. So many small business owners are struggling. So if we can help those families and then in turn help another family, I mean, you know, I say 1,000 families, it's really 2,000 families if we can hit that $100,000 goal.
That's fantastic. I love this idea, and I love just the inventiveness that people are coming up with, of just looking out at the community and seeing so many different people struggling and so many different businesses trying to get through from day to day and week to week, and thinking, oh, how can I help? And then coming up with all of these really cool ideas, not just to help, but to help multiple people and multiple organizations at once. I think it's really cool.
Absolutely. I mean, that's really where the idea came from, because I feel like I was feeling like so many people are feeling right now, which is completely and utterly helpless.
Mm-hmm.
And we see our friends and our neighbors and our family members struggling for different reasons, whether it be through business or through health. And sometimes the best way to combat that feeling is by figuring out ways to be helpful. And I'm the type of person, I can't do anything small. I wanted to make a really big impact. And what better way than to reach out to your community? And for me personally, I'm a lender. And so my community is my real estate team, because it takes, you know, to purchase a house, it takes more than just a realtor and a lender. There is an attorney that closes it. There's someone who does insurance for you when you purchase your house. It is a big community that is so emotionally connected to their clients and to the people. I mean, a lot of our clients are small business owners. So a lot of the people that we love and serve are being affected right now. And so if we can band together, I mean, me just giving a donation of $1,000, I was feeling like, gosh, that can't really go that far. But if I know all of these people and those people know a lot of people, and we all are part of this massive community that can really band together and help and make a massive impact.
Speaking with Christina Jasper, loan officer for Corporate Investors Mortgage Group, talking about Real Estate Cares, and you can get more info online at realestatecaresnc.com. So walk us through the origin of this, like how it came to you, because I know a lot of people out there are in that same position. They're sitting at home, they're feeling overwhelmed, they want to do something, they don't necessarily know what they should do to be the most helpful. How did the idea come to be? Was it just sort of all at once? Did it just sort of gradually work itself out? How did it go?
Well, there was actually kind of two sources of it. The first thing, I was doing what I think a lot of us are doing right now. I was sitting on my couch feeling super depressed. I'm going to be honest. I mean, like, it's isolating. We're all, you know, we're social distancing. And for extreme extroverts like myself, that can get you feeling pretty down. And I did what a lot of us are doing as well, which is I picked up the phone and I called a friend. And it's this amazing person out in California, a really good friend of mine that I've known for a long time. And we started brainstorming how we can help in different ways. And one of the leaders of Corporate Investors Mortgage Group, Robbie Oakes, he's a fantastic individual. And just a couple days before, he had posted on his Facebook page, I'm buying business gift cards from local businesses, and I'm going to be giving away to families in the area, you know, nominate a family. And that inspired me so much. And I was thinking, gosh, I want to do the same, but how can we make an even bigger impact that's really going to help thousands of families across the triangle? Because we have that opportunity, we have that voice. So that's how it came to be.
So the website is realestatecaresnc.com. The program is called Real Estate Cares. Do you have to be in real estate in any capacity in order to give to this?
That's a great question. So there's two ways that you can contribute. The first way is that $1,000 kind of sponsorship level donation. And for that, we're going to be giving the sponsor 10 gift cards to choose families on their own that they know and that they serve to give those gift cards to. Mm. And that's one way. The second way is an individual can sponsor a gift card. So maybe you don't know a family to give it to. We can help you do that. We can connect you with the family. We are going to be buying the gift card and sending it directly to them in honor of you. So if you're an individual who wants to be involved, you can go to that realestatecaresnc.com, and you can either donate at the sponsor level or for $100, you can, or any amount. I mean, even if it's a dollar, it's going to go towards purchasing a gift card for a family in need in the triangle.
What's the reaction been?
So far, it has been amazing. So after I got off the phone with my friend Chris out in California, I was pumped. I got really excited, and it's amazing how quickly you switch from kind of that feeling of despair to a feeling of excitement when you feel like you can actually help someone. And I picked up the phone. I called, you know, 5 realtors. I called 2 insurance agents and just said, hey, I have this idea. Do you even think that this is possible? Every single one of them, without hesitation, said, I'm in. And by the way, what else can I do to help? And I was like, well, can you find 5 people that might want to sponsor at the $1,000 level? Because my goal is to find 100 people within the real estate community to give $1,000. Do you think you can help me do that? And they were insanely excited. The other response that I thought was really sweet was actually inside my home. I'm a single mom of 2 boys. I have a 9-year-old son, John. And he has the biggest heart of any person I know. I mean, he's just amazing. And he heard me talking about it on the phone. And he said, well, what can I do to help? So here's a kid stuck at home, like a lot of kids right now, and trying to figure out ways to kind of give them life lessons when school is closed. And I said, well, John, I'm trying to help, you know, 1,000 families in the triangle. And he built a website. He's going to be part of the team and getting involved. So both externally, you know, out in the real estate community so far, and here at home, we are all incredibly excited about making this big of an impact.
Awesome. Speaking with Christina Jasper, again, Corporate Investors Mortgage Group, realestatecaresnc.com for more information. And anyone can get involved and contribute on that $1,000 level, on the $1 level, anything you can contribute in between or more will go to an amazing cause. So anything else that people need to know about the initiative, how people can help, or what the need is out there?
If anyone has any questions at all, they're absolutely welcome to call me. You can find me easily online at, you know, if you Google Christina Jasper, CIMG, I'm there. My phone number is 919-438-8164. This is truly a community effort. So I would love to hear ideas. I would love to hear about families who might need this help. So if you can think of a family that you want to nominate, find me on Facebook and tell me about the family. And gosh, we can't help everyone. I wish we could. There's no guarantee that family will get a gift card. But, you know, the more money we raise, when I say 100,000 is our goal, God, Aaron, I hope we blow the roof off. I hope it's way more than that. And the more we can raise, the more families we can help, and also the more local restaurants that we're going to be able to help. Because if you think about $100,000 just going directly to local family-owned restaurants, that could make a difference. And that's what we hope to do.
RealEstateCaresNC.com for more information. Christina Jasper, thank you so much for being with us today and for all you're doing.
Aaron, thank you so much. We really appreciate being on here.